A jumbo jet with some 300 US Marines lands at Værnes, near the city of Trondheim in the middle of Norway. It's sunny but freezing, and that's just perfect, according to their commander, Colonel Douglas Bruhn, who spoke to local media as the troops disembarked.
Over the last 10, 15 years, we've operated a lot in the desert, and we have learned very well how to operate in warm climates, but we have lost the ability to operate in cold weather, so we're looking forward to having the Marines learn again these skills of skiing and snowshoeing and simply living out in the cold weather.
But in Russia, this deployment is seen as something more sinister than simply giving a few US Marines the chance to learn how to ski.
Это создание инфраструктуры с так называемой.
That's Frats Klintsevich, the deputy chairman of Russia's Defense and Security Committee, talking to Norwegian TV2 earlier. The deployment is part of an infrastructure which will help America's ability to start a new global blitzkrieg, he says. Then he adds, Russia has never before made Norway a target for its strategic weapons, but that his country has to react against defined military threats.
Such a direct threat to Norway is not official Russian policy, but the Kremlin does echo Mr. Klintsevich's concern. When I asked for a comment from the Russian embassy here in Oslo, they referred me to a statement from the foreign ministry in Moscow. It reads, "This decision by the government of Norway appears to be yet another link in a chain of US-led military preparations that have markedly intensified lately against the backdrop of the anti-Russian hysteria."
I don't think there should be any worry about, you know, a Russian plan to invade Norway or things like that.
Julia Wilhelmsen at the Norwegian Institute of International Affairs is an expert on Russia.
The problem is just the timing of it, because this then happens at the specific point in time where the conflict with Russia is already so tense. So it's interpreted not only as, you know, strengthening the Norwegian defense, which I think the Russians would be fine with. It's interpreted into this Russia-West conflict and the Russian understanding that NATO is about to encircle and, you know, fight down Russia in the final event.
Julia Wilhelmsen believes we're seeing a fundamental shift in Norway's orientation towards Russia. Traditionally, the two countries have enjoyed close cooperation on trade, culture and even, to a certain extent, defence. They share a 200 kilometres long border in the north, where locals on both sides still enjoy visa-free travel. But the 2014 Russian annexation of Crimea and Russia's actions in Syria have put a serious strain on the relationship.
Now, critics both in Russia and here in Norway say the newly arrived US troops near Trondheim represent a breach with Norway's long-standing tradition of not allowing foreign troops permanently stationed on Norwegian soil. I'm on my way to see Minister of Defence in Norway's right-wing coalition government, Ina Eriksen Søreide, to hear what she makes of that.
This is nothing new in a Norwegian context. We have a long-standing tradition. This has been going on for decades, that we have sometimes quite large contingents of foreign troops training and exercising on Norwegian soil. We look at the Brits, for instance. They have been in Bardufoss since 69 doing helicopter training in winter conditions, and they stay for long periods of time.
Not an entire year.
But this is a rotational presence, and we will have different US Marines coming to Trondheim. And in our opinion, this is a very good way of making other countries' troops being able to operate in cold weather and quite harsh weather conditions.
Ладно, вот эти противоракеты, которые будут развиваться, будут все больше и больше нам угрожать. Но
the US troops in Norway are not Vladimir Putin's biggest NATO headache, however. He uses every opportunity to attack the alliance's ballistic missile defense shield, like here, where he speaks to reporters last year at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum.
которые призваны оградить от агрессии. Это неправда, это не так.
NATO says it's a defense system, but this is absolutely not true, Putin says. He claims the missile defense system can easily be equipped with warheads and be directed at Russia. He has also criticized NATO's decision to deploy some 4,000 personnel and weaponry in Poland and the Baltics. The first contingency arrived last week. Norway's defense minister says Russia has nothing to fear from either.
Russia has no reason for reacting when it comes to the ballistic missile defense system. They know exactly what the system is and what the system is not. When it comes to the discussions on the enhanced forward presence, this is also a decision that NATO made. Norway, of course, is a part of that. And again, NATO is, of course, very clear towards Russia and other countries on what this is and what this is not.
The US troops near Trondheim will be replaced by a new contingency in 6 months' time, and at the end of the year, their presence will be reviewed. By then, Norway might have a new government. There are parliamentary elections in September. We might also by then know more about what President Trump really means when he says NATO is obsolete. What the future holds for Norwegian-Russian relations has rarely been harder to predict. Lars Bevanger, DW, Oslo.